In New Hampshire, there's a critical shortage of math and science teachers. The problem is especially acute in North Country schools, where it is a struggle to recruit and retain teachers. As NHPR's Danielle Alley reports, a new program with the University of New Hampshire is working to buck that trend, to get more teachers to stay.
White Mountains Regional High School in Whitefield is surrounded by woods, and snow-capped Mount Washington looms not far away. A little ways from the school, there's this small field, and it's filled with the bare bones of handmade shelters. Aiden Wiggin is a science teacher here. She gives me a tour of what her 9th and 10th grade students are building.
This group is doing like a lean-to style. There's a teepee over there. These guys dug a hole like 3 feet down, and they are working on the roof.
Her students are working on a survival project, so they have to figure out how to build a shelter, how to cook food, and how to build a water filtration system. The school's location, so close to the White Mountains, lets teachers use those natural resources as a part of their classroom. But in the last decade, they've consistently lost 1 to 2 science teachers each year, and usually the science department has a staff of about 7. Mike Berry's the principal at White Mountains. He says his school's location is both a blessing and a curse.
You know, it's really great that we get to live up in northern New Hampshire. But then at the same time, when, you know, we have openings, sometimes the pools are not as deep as, you know, other areas of the state, especially in regards to science or hard sciences. And math positions.
In fact, according to the state's Department of Education, there's a critical shortage of teachers across New Hampshire in subjects like life science, physics, chemistry, and math. And that's something the University of New Hampshire is trying to change. The College of Education wants to fill teaching positions, especially in the North Country. So it's created a teaching residency. People with a degree in math or science can apply. If they're accepted, they get a $28,000 stipend and 50% off tuition to UNH in exchange for teaching in a rural school for 3 years. It's called the Teacher Residency for Rural Education, and it's in its third year working in 9 schools in Coos and Grafton counties. Tom Schramm is the faculty in residence for the TREE program. He says he knows a lot of young people might not think of Coos County when they're starting out in their careers.
When you have the typical 20-something or whatever person coming up here, they have to be a special kind of person to find everything they want to find at that period in their life, you know, the social life and everything like this.
In other words, it's the kind of place where you got to know how to make your own fun.
Okay. So if you guys want to all grab your filter, you can filter
Aiden Wiggin, the teacher we heard from earlier, is one of the teaching residents. Wiggin says she wants to be here. She's done the whole work and live in a big city gig already. She grew up in New Hampshire, and she missed it.
I like the small town rural living. I like quiet. I like the smaller population. I love having the outdoor activity available, having the mountains right here.
As part of the program, Wiggin's been matched up with a teaching mentor, and she's also taking UNH classes. TREE has set up those classes in Gorham, so residents don't have to make the 2-hour drive to Durham. Wiggin says the program is rigorous.
You're working your 40-hour week, and then you have classes on top of that and homework. So my days typically go from 5:30 to 11, but you make it work and know that it'll pay off in the end.
By next fall, she'll have a master's degree in education, and she'll be licensed to teach in the state. And that fact gets Principal Berry thinking about the future, about what'll happen after Wiggin's done student teaching. Because he says getting teachers to stay for the long haul is a challenge. Even with this new program, he gets just a few years with a teacher, and that comes at a cost to students, Berry says.
So the more stability you can have in your building, the more learning that's going to take place in your building, and that's from, you know, administration to teachers.
So Barry says the next time he has an opening, he wants Aiden Wiggin to fill it.
It's that simple. Like, if we're going to invest, you know, time and energy into her development, you know, selfishly, we want her to work at our school.
But if she ends up at another school in Coos County, he says that's also a good thing. UNH plans on expanding the residency program to the Lakes region next spring. And by the time their grant wraps up, they'll have graduated nearly 50 math and science teachers to live and work in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.